Matt Wilder, the new head baseball coach with the Audubon Wheelers, joining us as we take a look at the 2019-2020 season. And, Coach, it's been a crazy offseason and preseason so far, things just getting underway. Appreciate you taking some time to join us, and congratulations on the new head baseball job there at Audubon.
Thanks. You know, I'm really excited about it. We're looking forward to the season, and, you know, we're happy we get one.
Matt, it's your first year with the baseball program, but not your first time with these kids. You were an assistant with this year's football team that made it to the Dome, so you've got a chance to be familiar with these kids.
Being around the kids with football, I think definitely really helped out. You know, you get to know them throughout the school year. You know, with summer or baseball being a summer sport, you get all year with the kids and around the kids, so you kind of get to see their personalities and how they react to certain situations in other sports. So I think that'll definitely be helpful throughout this crazy season that we're going to have.
What did you learn about the kids through the football season that you think will help benefit you coming here through this summer?
Well, I mean, as everybody kind of saw with our run to the state championship game, we got a lot of athletic kids, you know, and I think with the upperclassmen that we have, the seniors and juniors coming back, you know, I think that's really going to help us out with that leadership piece. You know, I don't think there's going to have to be a ton of discipline or a ton of stuff coming from me, because I think those seniors and those juniors are going to kind of take over and have that piece already in place. You know, but with the football season and the kids that we have, you know, they're an athletic group. You know, I think we just got to get a few pieces here and there and get some hitting, get some pitching, work on our fundamentals in these next 2 weeks, and I think we'll be in pretty good shape for the season.
Matt, you mentioned no seniors last year, so everybody back, the juniors and seniors this year, got a lot of experience. What kind of leadership are you expecting to see from them, and what do you hope that they bring the team this year?
Yeah, we're hoping to get a lot of leadership from them. You know, with seniors, with Skylar Schultes, Jackson Jensen, Marcus Olson, and Morgan Christensen, you know, they got obviously a lot of playing time last year. I think most of them started quite a few games or every game. You know, with juniors, the Clucky twins, Derek Porsche got a lot of playing time. I'm trying to think of up and down the roster. Sophomores, Gavin Smith, and Braden Wessel got a lot of playing time. You know, a lot of those guys, you know, had clutch hits and clutch situational play last year. I know Braden Wessel had a big hit in the district game. So it can come from anywhere in our lineup. You know, I think we should be pretty solid up and down our lineup 1 through 9. You know, so I think if we get, you know, some timely pitching and we're strong on defense, we should be pretty tough to beat this year.
About 12 practices before your first game this year. What are you hoping to work on?
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit different. You know, we lost 2 months of throwing from March to May, and we lost our 10 days of hitting in April, and you know, usually you get about 3 weeks of practice before your first game. So we're trying to cram a lot into 2 weeks. You know, normally when you might be able to spend, almost a full week on fundamentals, we're going to try to compact that down just a little bit into 2 or 3 practices. And then, you know, really concentrate on our defense and our situations and just kind of try to make sure we're ready for anything that might come our way. You know, I think if we can be pretty balanced there, you know, we're going to get hitting, you know, we're going to get pitching with everybody coming back. So, you know, we just got to make sure we're ready to go.
You mentioned Jackson Jensen, Skylar Schultes, Joel Clucky, all guys that made quite a few starts last year and had some success on the hill. But as you just mentioned, you lost a lot of that off-season workout time. Can pitching still be a strength?
Yeah, I think it can. You know, I think at first it's just going to be, you know, how much did they throw on their own? You know, if guys were throwing on their own, they might be able to come in and throw, you know, maybe not 90 or 100 pitches right away, but if we can kind of build them up throughout the course of these next 6 weeks before districts, you know, that's kind of when I think we're hoping to have everybody at full strength. And if we can get, you know, the first few games and the first few weeks, if we can get 50 or 60 pitches out of a kid, you know, if they can go 2 or 3 innings, it might look a lot like a spring training game where we might throw out 3 or 4 pitchers during a game. But you know, if we can build their arm strength over the course of those next 6 weeks, we'll be okay.
Every year it seems like you hear coaches, and it's the smart thing to do. You want to build to be playing your best at the postseason time. How does that – I'm sure that's got to be the case this year, but it's a little different probably trying to get the team to that point, I would imagine, this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to look probably completely different than it would in the past. You know, we start off our first week with a really tough schedule. You know, I think in that first week of the season, we play conference-wise Trainer and Underwood, who are both at the top of the conference last year. We play a Coon Rapids team that made it to state in 1A, and then on Saturday we play Denison, who's a 3A school. So, you know, we start with a pretty tough schedule. You know, I would throw it out there with anybody in the state how tough it is for a 1A team. You know, so if we can come out of that first week and really come out with some positives, you know, I think we'll be in the right direction going forward to those last 3 weeks. And, you know, if we can just continue to get timely hitting, better hitting, if we can have disciplined at bats, we're going to be all right.
Matt, do you like having that challenging of a schedule, especially early?
Yeah, you know, I love the challenges. I would much rather play a tougher schedule that we can learn from than, you know, maybe we have some opponents that, you know, we think we can, you know, compete with and we think we can beat. I would much rather play and get, you know, that those tough at-bats against quality pitching. It's going to be better for us down the road. You know, we picked up a couple other non-conference games with, you know, Council Bluffs St. Albert's, you know, in the middle of the season. That'll be a tough game for us. You know, so we're just hoping that, you know, it can help prepare us for our postseason run.
Matt, as far as the schedule breakdown as conference goes, how do you feel like the Western Iowa Conference looks right now?
Yeah, I think it's pretty tough. You know, looking at last year's you know, conference standings, you know, and what teams lost and what teams bring back. You know, I think Trainer and Underwood are probably going to be two of the favorites to be at the top. Tri-Center will be tough. You know, but then looking at the, kind of that next tier where everybody was at last year, you know, we were around 500. Logan was right in the mix. ICAM's right there. Avoca's right there. You know, there's a lot of teams that were right around that 500 area. So it's just going to be a kind of a matter of who can put things together in this season, who can put it together quicker. And I think having that veteran team and having that leadership, you know, I'm thinking that we have a good shot to do that.
As far as strengths coming into the year, where do you feel like this team could be at its best early in the year?
You know, for us, I think we'll be at our best probably. You know, I think it probably maybe wasn't one of their strengths last year, but I think hitting is going to be a big positive for us this year. You know, I don't think, looking at stats from last year, they had a couple kids hit over 300. You know, but I really think that's going to be a strong suit for us this year. And of course, pitching. You know, having the seniors that we have with Skyler and Jackson, and as you mentioned, Joel Clucky in there too. Pitching is going to be a strong suit for us as well.
You mentioned hitting being better. What leads you to feel that could be better?
You know, I just think with those younger guys getting all those at-bats last year and all that playing time, that's only going to help them. You know, usually you see kids get more aggressive and better prepared at the plate, maybe having more of a better mental approach rather than just going up there. And, you know, I know as a younger guy, thinking back to my days, I went up there just kind of hoping and not much of a plan. And as you get older, you start to have a plan of how you want to attack. So I think if we can kind of instill that in their heads these first couple weeks, you know, I think they're going to be ready.
What area is you concerned about coming in?
Just having the short time, the time span, and not knowing, you know, who's been thrown, who hasn't been throwing. You know, only having 2 weeks to prepare, you know, are we throwing too much in these 2 weeks, or, you know, throwing too much at them? Are we not covering enough? Are we ready? You know, that's always the big thing is making sure you're prepared, and only having 2 weeks to prepare when you haven't had contact with these kids for, you know, 2.5 months is probably the biggest question mark.
What's the numbers look like for you this year? You can have a good amount of kids out?
Yeah, you know, looking at what we have show up for throwing back in February and what we've had for attendance, I think we have about 24 kids, you know, 23, 24 kids. So as long as we have everybody show up today, you know, we're looking to have a solid varsity and a full JV team. So we're happy with where our numbers are at.
Matt, tell us a little bit about the style are we going to see from the Wheelers this year. You guys going to be aggressive on the base pass? You're going to be swinging for the fences. What does Matt Wilder like to see from his team?
Definitely aggressiveness. You know, I think if we have a lot of speed, you know, and I think it's going to change probably year to year with what we have personnel-wise. But, you know, just looking at what we have a lot of speed. So we're hoping to be aggressive on the base paths with that, you know, and just kind of build off that speed. If we can, you know, take maybe some advantage of some of the other team's miscues, you know, a bobbled ball in the outfield that we can take first to second on, or, you know, just a wild pitch in the dirt that we can get an extra base on. You know, I think those are going to be some areas of focus for us, you know, making good reads, getting good jumps on steals. You know, if we can move a runner into scoring position off of a walk, you know, because they're quick and they can steal second, we're going to take advantage of that as much as we can.
What's the coaching staff going to look like for you?
I got an assistant, Randy Kelly. Randy Kelly's an Audubon guy for many years, graduated from Audubon, so it's going to be good to have him on staff with me. You know, and we're just looking to have some fun with the kids, work them hard, and see where we can go this season.
Matt, give us a little bit of background on you. Where'd you come from, and how did you decide that baseball was something you wanted to coach?
Baseball's always been kind of my go-to sport. I'm from Mason City originally. I'm a Newman Catholic kid, so baseball is kind of in the bloodlines up there. You know, they always have kind of a strong program. So, you know, I kind of knew from an early age that, you know, as I kind of got older, and especially once I decided to go into teaching, I knew baseball was something that I wanted to coach. So, you know, I'm really excited for the opportunity, and, you know, I've had a lot of good coaches in the past between there, and then I played baseball at NIAC for Todd Rimo, who's now at Kirkwood, and Travis Herger, who's a pitching coordinator with the Philadelphia Phillies. So I've had a lot of good experiences. You know, I've had a lot of opportunities to learn from them, so I think that's going to hopefully transition well.
Well, Matt, appreciate your time here today. Wish you the best of luck, and looking forward to seeing you guys down the road this season.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Matt Wilder again, the new head baseball coach with the Audubon Wheelers.